Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken, and we're here till 4 o'clock. Chris Merrill will be in for Tim Conway Jr. It's obviously Labor Day, and if you are working your way back home from wherever you were, I hope you make good time in traffic and you don't burn up too much gas, meaning your money. Lots to talk about this hour. Actress Penny Pirzer will join us. She was in All the President's Men, The In-Laws, Frisco Kid, whole bunch of stuff, including Shameless, lots of stuff. And she's going to talk about the SAG after strike, the WGA strike, and all the other strikes, by the way, that are swirling around us, including the hotel workers, the healthcare workers, et cetera, on this Labor Day, and why that might be so difficult. Plus, her upcoming show at the Stephanie Fury Theater called Sonnets from Suburbia. So we'll get into all of that this hour. Plus, things my grandfather wouldn't understand about the world in which we live today. So we'll get into all of that. But, you know, one of the big events of this weird summer has been Barbieheimer, as you know, talked to death, the film Barbie, which may turn out to be, I think it already is, the largest grossing film in the history of Warner Brothers. Which is saying something. They've been making movies over there for a long time. And by the way, the success of Barbie has softened the blow of the strikes, because Warner Brothers have been taking in so much pink dollars from Barbie that that certainly cushions the blow from all the other losses that they're taking in production, etc. Meanwhile, the other half of the phenomenon of the theaters this summer has been the movie Oppenheimer. And it became this kind of kitsch thing to go to both movies in one day called Barbieheimer. You go see Barbie and then you go see Oppenheimer, or you do it the other way around, using Barbie as a palate cleanser after the heaviness of Oppenheimer. And that's what a lot of people were doing. And Oppenheimer's 3 hours, by the way. I saw it yesterday. The wife and I went to see it yesterday. And if you don't know, Oppenheimer is named after the physicist who is considered to be the father of the atomic bomb, Robert Oppenheimer. Now, there were hundreds and thousands of people who worked on it, but he certainly was the guiding light that managed to produce a functional nuclear weapon in a very short period of time that ended the Second World War, whether you like it or not. That's exactly what history records. And literally is one of the most epical events in the history of mankind. So We went to see it. By the way, the movie is only a little bit shorter than the time it took to develop the atomic weapon. I mean, by the time you watch the trailers, holy mackerel. But it was well worth seeing. I think the movie's nothing short of brilliant. Christopher Nolan deserves every award he's going to get for it. It's an amazing piece of work. Very complicated, very adult story. Important story that raises in nuanced fashion important issues. It's not coming down. It's not too judgy in the terms that decisions were being made to get an atomic weapon before Hitler did. And then the decision that whether to use it or not was a moral decision that was batted around by people very seriously in real time in 1945. With Hitler dead in the bunker, there was a real discussion amongst the scientists and the nation's leaders over whether or not it should be used on Japan, given that Japan was likely to be defeated through conventional means. Until people started to put pencil to paper and talk about what the reality of an invasion of the mainland islands of Japan would represent, not just to the American soldiers, but to the people of Japan. So the decision was made by Harry Truman to go forward with the atomic bombing. And we live in Oppenheimer's world. We live in the physicist's world who created this new awesome power that has the ability to be used for peaceful means, including in medicine, but obviously the destructive force of it is incredible. And we live with that absolutely right at this very moment. We don't want to think about it very much, but the Russians continue to shake the nuclear sabers. They rattle those nuclear missiles at us constantly now in the event of the invasion of Ukraine, including just like 2 days ago, more on Russian state television, basically threatening the West with nuclear weapons. And then you've got North Korea, and then you've got the threat of Iran, and then you've got the threat of terrorism, getting their hands on dirty bombs. This is something that is a very real and present danger that maybe naively we thought we had put in the rearview mirror after the wall came down. We thought there was going to be a peace dividend. I remember being a kid at the 1964 New York World's Fair where they had a bomb shelter exhibit. You know, you could go in and you could buy a bomb shelter that they didn't stall in your backyard. By the way, there's a company off the 5 freeway that still makes them. There's a big sign there. You can order your bomb shelter and have it put in your backyard. And I always wondered what people did with those. Do they turn them into wine cellars? Are they bed and breakfast? You know, is that where they put their mother-in-law if they don't like her? You can go live in the bomb shelter and just stay out of my... But I do remember being in this bomb shelter as a little kid with my brother and my parents, and they're telling us that there was like a 10,000-year half-life of a, you know, atomic war that, you know, irradiates the globe. And there was a little periscope you could look through to see what was left of planet Earth as you were waiting for the 10,000 years so it would be safe to leave the bomb shelter. And I'm thinking, I think I'd rather get nuked than spend 10,000 years with my family in this little tiny room. But that world is still with us. We just push it to the backs of our minds because it was really terrifying to do duck and cover drills as a little kid and to have these constant reminders that we live with one blunder, we could be in that reality. And that all came from the work that was done at Los Alamos and up in the state of Washington and in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, these massive projects that were started in a very, very concentrated period of time to get a functional atomic bomb before the Nazis did, because the Nazis couldn't have it. And then once they had it, immediately we had to pivot to what do we do if Stalin gets his hands on it, who was even more successful at murdering mass numbers of people than Hitler was. So these were very real issues. But it got me thinking while I'm watching the movie, how is it that we were able in 3 years, essentially, to start from zero, from a letter that Einstein sent to FDR to say, hey, you got to work on this, you got to take this seriously, to General Groves picking Oppenheimer to lead this project, the Manhattan Project, to the successful completion of a bomb and a few weeks later after the Trinity test in White Sands, New Mexico, to the actual dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima and then a few days later on Nagasaki. and then rapidly the end of the war. How were we able to do such a massive project with hundreds of thousands of people involved? Hundreds of thousands. That's not hyperbole. And to successfully pull this off while keeping it largely a secret, and we can't get the trash out of the ocean. We can't solve the homeless problem. We can't come up with an answer to illegal immigration, or we can't deal with things like the drought. I heard John and Ken the other day talking about a big articles in the papers, how most of the water from this huge wet winter we had and from Tropical Storm Hillary just went right out into the ocean because we still have no way to collect it and store it. Now, we know this. This happens constantly. Every time we have a rainstorm after a drought, the same thing happens. We've got the hand-wringing, the people saying we need reservoirs, we need collection systems, we need some kind of way to prepare for droughts, and then we have a heavy rain and we all forget about it. We go right back to washing the car in the driveway and letting the sink run while we're waiting. While we're brushing our teeth, we let the sink run and all the water goes down the drain because we just assume that we're just going to have an endless supply of water, even though all the evidence suggests that recurring droughts are going to be a permanent part of our future as more millions of people live in the West Coast and in the Southwest, and water is in short supply. But we don't take action. I've got this amazing story here that actually is positive news. By the way, I have a point that I hopefully will land at the end of all of this. This company called Ocean Cleanup has a system that can go after those great Pacific garbage patches. It's a system called 0.3 that can suck up a football field worth of trash out of the ocean every 5 seconds and sort it and recycle the plastic and get it out of the ocean. It's an amazing piece of technology. Just a little backstory, by the way. When we talk about those trash islands that are in the ocean, they're actually not islands. They're not that solid. They're more like a soup that goes about 20 feet down into the ocean. And it's this sort of goopy mess of trash and plastic that is incredibly toxic and incredibly disturbing to see. And it's bad for the earth and it's bad for humans as well as the fish. And it's solvable. And this is the point I'm trying to make about having seen Oppenheimer. Back in 1941, 42, 43, 44, 45, we identified an ominous threat to our survival, and that was the potential that the likelihood that the Nazi government would have atomic weapons. And it was so unthinkable that we committed all of our brain power and resources, and we had massive brain power and massive resources. And in a very short period of time, Robert Oppenheimer and his huge team of fellow geniuses and laborers and clerks and bureaucrats and truck drivers. There's a couple of scenes in the movie, by the way, where there's guys driving a truck that have atomic bombs in the back of them. And I'm thinking, I always thought seeing a guy drive a glass truck on the 405 was a nervous profession. You know, one of those guys who's got the sheets of glass. You know, I don't want to drive on any LA roads driving a glass truck. How about driving a truck that's got Fat Boy and Little Man on the back of it? I hope they just didn't tell the guys what was there.
Just be really careful.
Just tell them. Don't tell them what's on the truck. Just tell them get it there.
Slow down.
All right. Look out for the potholes. But we did this amazing technological, revolutionary, history-changing scientific endeavor that was turned from theory into practical reality because we considered it was vital to our interest to do so, and we had the leadership to commit the resources to make it happen. Why can't we apply that to homelessness? Why can't we apply the same kind of commitment and organization and single-minded focus on dealing with some of these issues, whether it's dealing with the immigrant crisis at the border? That's a catastrophe for American cities. We've lived with it for 40 years in Southern California. But now the other Northeast and the other cities are starting to get a taste of it. They don't like it all of a sudden. Now they're not so crazy about being a sanctuary city. Duh. This is what we've had to deal with and what you've imposed on us for 40 years. Let's solve these problems. You want to solve the problem of the drought? Well, we've been warned forever that we need more reservoirs and collection points for runoff. But we don't do anything about it. We were able to do it 60, 70 years ago, almost 80 years ago, when it came to the atomic program. Why can't we do it to get the plastic out of the ocean? We have technology that can do it, but we don't have the commitment to do it. And that's crappy leadership.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken. Actress Penny Pirzel will join us in just a bit. We're going to update you on how the actors are doing through the SAG-AFTRA portion of the multiple strikes on this Labor Day. Of course, I'm wearing my Writers Guild T-shirt today on Labor Day. The writers are out also with no end in sight. This is a disaster for the city and for lives, not just the studios and the actors and the writers involved, but also all the other people who are impacted, even people who have no connection, actually, to the labor dispute. But the money that is not being spent in the economy, as all these people are impacted, their income is impacted, they're not spending. And that you know, pulls money out of the Southern California economy, out of the U.S. economy. So we'll get into that and all the other labor actions that are out there, including the healthcare workers, the hotel workers, UAW talking, even the Union of Scientists in California, speaking of Oppenheimer. We've got that as well. So lots to talk about. And meanwhile, California's number one, and we'll tell you what we're number one in. It's never good news, by the way, when a talk radio host says California's number one. No one ever says, we're number one in job creation and smart planning and clean out, whatever. We'll get into all of that. So I mentioned earlier in the program that I created my own cabinet level position called the Secretary of Knock It Off. Concurrently, as a wingman to that, there is a category of news that I like to call things my grandfather wouldn't understand. And the more I think about this, it's actually stuff that for the most part, I don't understand. I have to blame my grandfather for it because the world always goes forward. And some of what we consider to be going forward isn't necessarily positive. A lot of it is, by the way. A lot of things that we can, you know, as old codgers look at and say, well, what are they doing? Why don't we have rotary telephones like we did when I was a kid? You know, look, a lot of things change. And you may not like it, but try telling a 14-year-old that they're better off going outside to play and get off their phone and not play video games all day. Good luck telling them that, because this is their world and they get to make their own choices the way we did. But meanwhile, there are a lot of things that would be very, very difficult to explain to my grandfather. And this story has been all over the place because it's a particularly egregious example of the craziness of posting things online and making them bigger and bolder and more vivid and dramatic. And that is a gender reveal party gone wrong. This time it was in Mexico when this couple had a big sign that said, "Oh, baby." And they were going to have a plane fly over it, and it was going to spray blue or pink smoke and glitter. And they had a cannon, a pressure cannon that was going to blow sparkly, you know, I guess, glitter into the sky that was going to reveal whether or not it was a boy or girl, right? So the plane comes over, the cannon goes off and blows the wing, apparently, off the plane. The plane sails out of frame and the pilot died. And this is not the first time that we've had people killed in a gender reveal situation. Back in 2017, Arizona Guess shot a makeshift target, scrawled with the words boy and girl. The target was packed with highly explosive tannerite, exploded, and ignited an enormous brush fire that burned 47,000 acres and cost $8 million. Somebody else killed their grandmother back in 2019. Remember that one in Iowa? So that would be very, very hard to explain to Charlie McIntyre from Brooklyn, New York. He's been dead for a long time. This still strikes me, and I was just talking about video games. At the Kia Forum, big piece in the LA Times about Riot Games selling out the Kia Forum, and it was an eSport championship thing with 11,500 people that were packed in there to watch other people play video games. And I know that this has been going on for a long time. I know UC Irvine offers full boat athletic scholarships to eSport athletes. And I just have a hard time absorbing this. And of course, my brother and I were playing knock hockey foosball, and that hockey thing that had the sliding hockey players that went forward and backwards. If you're a kid of the 60s, you had this thing. We played that for hours. So I get it. There have been replica, game versions of sports that were, you know, my father used to shake his head as we'd be in on a sunny Saturday afternoon watching or playing some kind of board game version of baseball as to going out and playing actual baseball. So maybe it's just the technology is different, but the idea that people will pay to go sit in an arena and watch people play video games is really strange to me. And here's the last one that I couldn't explain to my grandfather if I had a government grant to do so. A college professor is now suspended. He hasn't been fired yet. And he was harassing his students because he had a clown fetish. So he was offering extra credit and cash to students if they would paint their faces like clowns. And this is at a place called Nicholas State University in Louisiana. And by the way, the article that I downloaded on this from USA Today goes on for like 20 printed pages. I used up half a toner cartridge on my printer in order to bring you this story. I couldn't explain a clown fetish to my grandfather. I can barely explain it to you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulge indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken. California is number one. In a few minutes, I will tell you what we're number one in. And at 4 o'clock, in for Tim Conway Jr., Chris Merrill will be here. Meanwhile, it is Labor Day. And of course, half the town is shut down because of strikes. Not just the SAG-AFTRA actor strike and the WGA strike, which is now in the 4 month, has just hit the 4 month mark with no end in sight. Thousands of LA healthcare workers are rallying on this Labor Day, as well as the League of Scientists, the Union of Scientists in California authorized a strike vote. Healthcare workers, hospital workers, the UAW contract. And we mentioned before earlier in the show that in a new survey, an enormous percentage of Americans have not had a raise in 3 years. And when you consider what inflation is like, they're really going backwards. So these are turbulent times, to say the least. To get you an update from an actor's perspective, it's a pleasure to welcome one of the stars of All the President's Men and The In-Laws with Alan Arkin and Peter Falk and Frisco Kid, as well with Harrison Ford and Gene Wilder and a whole bunch of stuff, including she played the bride at our wedding, my very own wife. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show, Penny Pizer. Good afternoon, Ms. Pizer. How are you?
Doug.
Now, how did you get How did you get cast as my wife of all the roles in the world? You ended up with that.
I don't know. I really must have done some special favors for the casting director. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you drew the short straw in that
break.
In that production.
It was a lucky break for you too, sir.
No kidding. Anyway, thanks for being with us. And by the way, Penny has a book out as well. It's not just me plugging Frank Shadow relentlessly. Penny's book, Sonnets from Suburbia, More Candles Than Cake, is available at Amazon.com. So get yourself a whole bunch of copies. How about that? So let's start with this. Let's start with this strike thing. It really doesn't look like there's any movement whatsoever, despite the fact that this has dragged on now for months. The writers for 4 months, and the Screen Actors have been out for a long time today, and their chief negotiator sent out an email blast basically telling people to keep their chins up, because this, we're now looking at something that could go into 2024.
Yeah, that's right. Well, today is day 54 of our strike. And, you know, even though things are tough, and I'm sure things will get a lot tougher, there does seem to be, so far anyway, a lot of resolve in the membership to keep this going until you know, the AMPD is going to sit down with a fair idea about negotiating. I mean, with really good intentions. So far, that has not emerged at all. So
one of the
nice to see that everyone's very resolute about it.
One of the things that has emerged is that there appears to be no leadership on the part of the producers' organization, you know, and I hate using the word producers because it's really studios. It should be, you know, we're not talking, we see these producer credits on a TV series. That's not who the strike is engineered by. It's the big studios that are parts of conglomerates. But there doesn't appear to be unity there either, because Amazon and Apple has a whole different business model than, for instance, even the Walt Disney Company, as big as that is. The actual productions that they make, the films and television products and the network ABC that they own and ESPN, are in the entertainment business, as opposed to Amazon, which is selling sponges and selling toilet bowl brushes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so I don't know what the answer to that is, but you're right. There hasn't been a figure on the other side emerging who really is talking any sense and has any sense of bringing them together even to talk about it. So it's very, that's very frustrating.
I'm going to talk with actress Penny Pizer, whose book, Sonnets from Suburbia, More Candles Than Cake, is available at Amazon, and who actually has a one-woman show as part of the Hollywood Independent Theater Festival. We'll talk about that in just a second. One of the people who has been sort of commenting from the sidelines is Barry Diller, who was a major, major player, right, studio head for years. And he's actually arguing that the writers and the actors should make a separate deal, exclude Amazon and Apple, and make a deal with Netflix and the other studios, because they are natural allies. They're all in the same profession, as opposed to the two outliers that I mentioned.
Right. I thought that was a great point. And you would think someone might listen to someone like Barry Diller and, might be calling him up or and asking for suggestions. But I thought that was an excellent idea. But what do I know?
Let me ask you this, too. It's kind of interesting that while there have been some very prominent actors who have shown up at the picket lines and have done some speechifying at rallies, for the most part, the A-listers have stayed very quiet, and there's been a lot of criticism about that. And the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA itself has remained kind of mum. We actually reached out to the unions and asked if they could give us a spokesperson, and they don't want to. They don't want to provide. They don't want to. And I suppose this is a good strategy to not negotiate in the media. But it's interesting, yeah, in a profession where you are your own brand. I'm curious if you think that people aren't somewhat afraid for their futures to get too far out in front as a spokesperson, because it's very, very easy to not get hired in the entertainment industry.
Well, I guess you could say that the major celebrities have been quiet, but also the other side's been quiet in the media. So, don't you think? I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea necessarily to not have a lot of ugliness going on in the media. And sure, could people be afraid of being blacklisted or held in a not very favorable light if they become a spokesperson for SAG-AFTRA? But I don't know what to say about that. That is what it is.
Well, Bob Iger came out a couple weeks back, and he was heavily criticized for saying that the writers need to grow up and they need to recognize that the landscape has changed. And then recently, the AMPTP actually published and released to the press their most recent, quote unquote, offer to the writers. Yeah. And that didn't go well for them at all. They actually have subsequently now hired a crisis, public relations crisis team to unspin the damage they did there. So the trenches are getting deeper. And unfortunately, the collateral damage of this work stoppage continues and may spill into a second year. On a brighter note, let's talk about Sonnets from Suburbia, More Candles Than Cake, both the book, which you turned into a one-woman show that was a big hit at the L.A. Fringe Festival and is now getting an encore appearance on September 6th, which by my calendar is Wednesday at 7 p.m. as part of the Hollywood Independent Theater Festival. Tell us about it.
Well, this Hollywood Independent Theater Festival is a brand new idea, and Matthew Quinn, who's one of the festival's producers, he decided to take 8 shows from the festival that happened in June and run them in rotation going forward, which I think is kind of a cool idea. And it's wonderful for those of us who, create these shows to have more life past the festival. And it's a very cool thing. We'll see if it takes.
Sonnets from Suburbia is the play that you wrote. It features some of your work from the book, but it's a narrative story featuring Lady Penelope, right, your character, who's this nutty woman who took, took COVID so seriously that she's still in quarantine and speaks in Shakespearean sonnets, but about today's stuff, all the craziness that goes on today. It's very entertaining. It's really funny. And tickets are available at Hitfest, hitfest.stagey.net, hitfest.stagey.net. www.stagey.net, and it's 7 p.m. at the Stephanie Fury Theater right on Melrose this coming Wednesday, and then at 8:30 on September 20th. Ms. Pizer, thank you so much.
Speaking of unions, there's a discount available if you type, if you're a union member, you can type in union in the discount code and get a discounted ticket.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, Penny Pizer.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken at 4 o'clock, in for Tim Conway Jr. Chris Merrill will be here. And, of course, everybody's back in the saddle tomorrow. And that means you, too, because that means back to work you go, right? Those of us who work on these holidays, I actually always kind of liked it. Because most holidays, I wanted to get out of the holiday anyway. There's only about a handful of holidays I actually cared about. I love the 4th of July. That was always my favorite for some reason. And of course, as a kid, you like Christmas. But a lot of the pastel holidays I could do without. Easter, wasn't big on Easter. You had to eat ham. I'm not a big ham fan. And dressing up, I don't know why, for some reason on Easter, you have to dress like a bunny. But you do. So it's Labor Day. Lots of people are really wrestling with the nature of work itself. And we are actually in a transition period for the nature of work itself, not just in terms of all the labor disturbances that we were just talking with Penny about, but you know, the healthcare workers and everybody else who's walking picket lines, the hotel workers, the hospitality people. But just the nature of work. You got employers that are actually begging their and then threatening their workers to come back into the office, to come back to the work site. They're paying all this money for a factory or for office buildings, and no one's coming. They want to work remotely, and younger people, they've got options with all these vacancies in the workplace. A lot of the power has shifted from the employer to the employee, and they're dictating their working conditions. So that's an interesting phenomenon, too, that would be hard to explain to my grandfather. I should throw that into, what do you mean? You don't want to come to work. You don't want to come to the office? Well, guess what? The guy who wants the job will come to the office. But that actually has changed, where employers are negotiating how many days a week people have to come in. Meanwhile, California is number one in cancel culture, according to something called, and I don't know how dubious Conway would listen to this, onlinecasinos.com. I don't know why they did this survey, but that's the people who published the survey, and here it is on the interweb, so we have to take it as the truth, right? Californians are the quickest to cancel a star out of anyone in the country. California had the highest unfollow rate of canceled celebrities, with 59% of those surveyed saying that they would unfollow someone who had been canceled. That's the highest in the nation. By the way, the most forgiving is Idaho. I don't know what it is in potatoes, but apparently those people are willing to forgive celebrities who fall afoul of the current woke trend. Social media, 64% of Idaho-based respondents said that they would not unfollow someone based on them being canceled. This is a strange survey. Lizzo, by the way, I guess it was the latest celebrity to fall afoul of the rush to judgment crowd. Who have a tiny bit of evidence, they hear something that untoward was done by a celebrity or said in the past or in the present, and they are this person that they formerly loved, now they hate. And this is true, by the way. What's kind of interesting is cancel culture is something that people on the right in particular like to talk about. And yet, if you think about it, this has now entered the political realm first and foremost. You might almost say they pioneered it, because if you want to see somebody get canceled immediately, find a Republican that says anything negative about Donald Trump, and you will find somebody who is canceled instantaneously. People that, you know, Republicans and conservatives have voted for decades are instantaneously rhinos and heretics if they dare stray off the Donald Trump reservation by one degree. So cancel culture is not just with celebrities or because of political correctness / wokeness. You can get canceled for just saying anything now publicly, and instantaneously, X percentage of the population will be offended by it. And then it goes on to, you know, X, formerly the social media site formerly known as Twitter, or any of the other social media platforms. And then it gets picked up in the rest of the media. And we have my favorite story when a mainstream news organization will say, some people say, which means, you know, five guys on Twitter. And all of a sudden, that's part of the story, that you can always find five guys on Twitter that are opposed to anything. But the idea of canceling people because they have a difference of opinion is different than canceling somebody because they've committed a criminal offense. And the Dodgers are going through that right now with Julio Urias for the second time in his young life, having apparently been picked up by the police on Sunday night on allegations of domestic abuse. So we've got that story to get into and so many others in the next hour. We're going to update you on some of the Labor Day actions, as well as how long can you keep your let your dog bark before the cops get called. That's a story that I can't wait to dig into. And I went to see Oppenheimer and have some thoughts on that. We'll hit that story again. And for the 10th time, a busload of illegal immigrants has been sent to Los Angeles, and there's a lot of pearl clutching going on at LA City Hall. We'll talk about that as well.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.